an Ultimate Warrior promo that's almost understandable. Extraordinary. Hulk Hogan talking about having the largest arms in the world. You'd expect that. This is, well, Ultimate Challenge Special, it's called. It's from 1990, and it's from Ontario, in the largest building at the time, I think, in the world. In the world! And it's just before WrestleMania. You know, the one where it was title for title, the Warrior, Intercontinental Champion, versus Hogan, World Champion. And spoiler alert, if you don't know what happened, Warrior won, but he wouldn't be champion for too long. Because I think the grocers didn't really, not the grocers who give you your fruit and veg, the grocers, the amount of money and viewers and all that coming in wasn't as good as it might have been expected. So this is Gorilla Monsoon and Bobby Heenan, the Dream Team, apart from Jesse Ventura and anyone. Another dream team. And we've got Jesse and Vince doing the commentary. So Monsoon and Heenan. And it's great. They're having a great... At one point, Gorilla Monsoon, because they were great friends, weren't they? Gorilla Monsoon just laughs openly. He's just really enjoying what Heenan's doing. And Heenan's not doing too much. It's not as if he's bought loads of props or anything. He has bought some newspapers. But it's not as if he bought big comedy glasses and a big hat or anything like that. He's just funny, isn't he? Will you stop? No, please don't stop, because I love it. So that's lovely. They're doing the top and tailing, and the matches are the province of Jesse and Vince. And the first one we've got is, it's Ted DiBiase with Virgil versus the Red Rooster. Now, is this before the Red Rooster was with Heenan? And then he split from Heenan. It might have been, you know, was Terry Taylor just the Red Rooster? I mean, it's a shocking gimmick. You know, he's got the blonde hair with a little bit of red spiked up. And then he just, like a sort of a chicken head thing. Oh, it's not good. But anyway, DiBiase really goes for it early on. They work a headlock. And then they go back to Gorilla and Bobby. Very just started the match. Back in the match, we've got a DiBiase headlock again. A Rooster suplex. Then he gets a knee lift for a two count. A knee lift. Gets a two count from a knee lift. He does. There's a jawbreaker by Rooster. The Red Rooster. To counter the $1 million dream. And Ted DiBiase begs off. Then we have another manoeuvre. For goodness sake, Vince. What do you mean another manoeuvre? Tell us what it is. Another manoeuvre. Tell us what it is. Atomic drop, because I know the manoeuvres here, from Rooster. Flying forearm from Rooster. And then DiBiase always found a way to change things. And he just trips him onto the first ropes. He falls throat first onto that top rope. $1 million dream immediately. Good night. Gets the pin. It wasn't bad, you know, actually. It wasn't bad at all. And then we get to... we're going to have quite a lot of Warrior and Hogan. We do get their first promos here. Going to get a belly full of them in this. Yeah, because it's selling the pay-per-view, you see. You know, closed circuit TV. Oh, it's not that, you know. Pay-per-view. If you have pay-per-view. And what they're saying here is that if you have capabilities, do buy it. So actually... We're saying that some people didn't in 1990. I suppose that's the case, you know. Sky was just... It was taking hold in Britain then, wasn't it, in the UK? And they're also talking about having a 1-800 number to find out the results. Can't just go on your phone and find out those days. You have to pay a dollar a minute or $1.50 or whatever. Yeah. I don't know what the price is for this. Anyway, Boris Zhukov is next with the Bossman. They couldn't even get Nikolai Volkov. And Boris Zhukov. Nikolai Volkov, knock off Boris Zhukov. He didn't say that, but he might as well have done. Because you got Zhukov singing the USSR or the Russian national anthem. Yeah, of course. He sells it like, I mean, he sings it just like Nikolai did, but not half as good. Nikolai's got that. Hasn't he? He can hold a tune. And I'm just listening to the wrestling album. Because I'm doing an article about the wrestling album and Pile Driver. And in the first track of the wrestling album, right at the, in the background, you do hear Nikolai doing that. Yes. So anyway, it's not a great match, this. The boss man is facing the boss man. Did I say that? Yeah, the big boss man. If you ever take a trip down to Cobb County, Georgia. Yeah, because you'll be doing hard time, as he said once before running off. He doesn't run down this time, he walks. It's almost as if he's thinking, Boris Sukov. Come on, get me someone better than that. Anyway, not that Boris Sukov's terrible, it's just that he's a Nikolai Volkov knockoff, isn't he? Nikolai Volkov knockoff. And there are some big shots and a clothesline from the boss man. He then, Zukov's going, he brings him back to the ring. Yeah, he's off, brings him back. Zukov gets some headbutts and a headbutt to the arm. Don't know where that works. Oh, me muscle. Yeah. Boss man gets the pin with a rather poor spine buster. Then he cuffs Zukov to the top rope. Walks over to him with a nightstick. Quick, cut to the American flag. Yeah, we don't want to see him doing any damage to him, do we? That's what he was doing when he was with Akeem. And Slickster brought him in. Remember? Yeah, now he's a good guy. Right, Rhythm and Blues versus I don't know who it is. They talk about their song. I'm a honky tonk man. He's a honky tonk man. They're going to do did they reveal it at WrestleMania? The first listening, because Jesse's saying I've heard a very rough version of it. Well, I mean, the finished version wasn't that smooth, was it? Yeah, there's a back elbow and a double team back elbow for the pin. It doesn't last long at all. And then the Bushwhackers are coming down and they grab Jimmy Hart and Valentine and Honky. Remember Rhythm and Blues? Valentine had to dye his hair black. You knew he was on the way out from the WWF after that. You knew it, didn't you? Anyway, they grab Jimmy Hart and Valentine and Honky get involved. Guitar shot to both whackers. And that's that. They didn't even get their match. We've got Dusty Rhodes versus the Macho King. No! Ta-da! She will betray him soon, but not right now. Isn't that SummerSlam 91? When she becomes DiBiase's. I think it's that one, isn't it? I think it is. Anyway, we've got Sapphire and Dusty in the ring early on, because this is a mixed tag. They're saying that the first mixed tag will be at WrestleMania. Well, this is a mixed tag, isn't it? So I don't. Yeah, the first mixed. There's never been a mixed tag before. Well, this is the first. Well, this is a mixed tag. Vince, Jesse, this is a mixed tag. Oh, never mind. Okay, so you've got Dusty Rhodes attacking early. Sherry distracting him. Oh, actually, no, she's not dressed in wrestling attire. Maybe it isn't a mixed tag. Oh, well, it's a good match, though, actually, for a wrestling entertainment match. I love the Macho King. I really like Dusty in this. American. Yeah. Say, aren't you? Remember that? The promos when he arrived. Yeah. And Macho attacks. After the distraction from Sherry. Then you've got some Rhodes postings to Savage. Savage punches some. Rhodes likes his elbows. He's got those in there. Then you've got Sherry smacking her bag into Dusty Rhodes' head. Savage gets the ring bell and comes off the top onto Rhodes' back. Blimey, this is jumped up a notch, hasn't it? Then Sapphire, is smacked by Sherry. Savage, smacked by Sherry. Sapphire, smacked by Sherry. Savage crashes into Sherry then, knocks her out or knocks her down, and Sapphire gives her a bit of a smacking. I don't know who won. I can't remember. And you know what? I don't much care. It didn't really matter because it was the event and the entertainment that was the thing. And here's Jack Tunney with Hulk and Warrior over the... They're opposite sides. They're not opposite ends. They're opposite sides of a table. They should have been at opposite ends with Tunney in the middle. Anyway, he's at the head of the table and it does sound like he's reading it. It really does. He was the fake president, wasn't he, of the WWF? Maybe he was the president, but I think he was just the titular head of the WWF. I think it was only in storyline. Okay. Warrior does a promo. Then they get, I mean, Hulk does his promo first. It's not, it's nothing special. Warrior does a promo. Close-ups of both of them. And then Warrior gets the last promo that people should have known. It's foreshadowing. He's the world champion, the Hulk, and he doesn't get the last promo. So you know the way this is going, don't you? Earthquake versus Rugged Ronnie Garvin. Oh, my word. Earthquake puts Garvin down easily. Garvin tries to grab a leg, but Earthquake puts him down. Then he gets him down and covers him, does Garvin. But Earthquake throws him right off, you know, right in the air. You know when wrestlers help to do that. Then some Garvin punches. His hands of stone, remember? Can't get the figure four on because he's got such tree trunk legs as Earthquake. Earthquake catches him off the top, hits a power slam and does that sitting on him, you know, jumping up and down, sitting on him several times. In fact, two more after the bell. And that's it. And here is your main event. It's the Colossal Connection. They're the tag champs at this time. Andre and Haku. Blimey, I'd forgotten they were champs. Versus the Rockers. Remember, they never won the titles because they did win them on the road in 1990, but they said that the top rope was slackened, so they couldn't be champions. Oh, dear. Right, Andre and Haku are a formidable team. They're all in early. Double Rockers drop kicks because they'll think they can get in and out quickly, won't they? Andre has his arms trapped in the ropes. They like to do that with Andre, didn't they? You know, the ropes around his arms and all that. Haku gets some punches. Genuine tough guy, apparently. Jannetty gets a crossbody. Michaels hits a drop kick at the same time. Andre then sits on Jannetty. That must have really been nasty. Big super kick from Haku while Andre holds Jannetty. In come Demolition. As Ventura says, well, what are they doing in here? Because they are facing the Colossal Connection for the titles at WrestleMania. And as Vince tells us, come WrestleMania time, all is fair. No, it's not. No, it's not. You still get DQs and all that. It's not fair at all. Anyway, this goes to a messy finish. And not the good time either. Anyway, it's 1990. It's a special event for WrestleMania. It's not actually that good. But I love the WWF at this time. So I really... See, my time was... I mean, the Attitude Era, of course. But and right now as well. But WWF... 87, 88, 89, 90. By 91, I'm thinking, yeah, Ric Flair pulls me back in 1992. Then I'm done for a bit. This is great. It's right at the centre of things. I didn't know this existed. It's on YouTube. Have a look at it. Fabulous. And then listen to that wrestling album. Because that... Well, that's something else entirely. Ta-ta.